My name is Jay Chittaran. My title is Policy Advisor with the Economic Program at Third Way.
Can you start off with telling me a little bit about Third Way, what you do, and why this brief on PPP was put together?
Yeah, so Third Way is a moderate think tank based in D.C., and so our job then is to kind of brief policymakers on a wide variety of issues. So Third Way is an organization, handles national security, they handle social policy, and there's an economic program of which I'm a part. And so my job is trade analysis, and we've been doing this for a number of years on different trade agreements. But this one, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, we've been working on putting out a series of briefings. This is just one of them. On various parts of the deal, right? So this one's on agriculture, so we looked at that. And obviously this is an important part, you know, agriculture. U.S. is the top U.S. ag exporter in the world, you know, some $150 billion of ag exports, and over, you know, almost half of that, 40% of that goes to TPP countries. So this is why it's an important issue to look at.
So let's kind of run down the list, and in fact, I am going to just run down the list and brief here. Let's start off with market access and why TPP is so important for market access for American agriculture producers. And also, I should let you know that this will primarily be run in California, as well as Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. So we're talking about a lot of specialty crops. I know California in particular, exports are incredibly important for things like our almonds and, you know, other of our nut crops, especially, and fruits. So what does this mean for market access?
So this is actually a huge question. This is something that TPP is, you know, I think most people are rightfully proud of TPP. So TPP cuts out 18,000 tariffs overall, thousands of which are agriculture. That includes things like almonds, that includes cuts on oranges, right? You know, there's right now, and we talk about this later in the report, and we can kind of touch there, Sabrina, when we get there, but, you know, we cut tariffs on oranges into Japan from where we are now, which is, you know, 16 to 32%, up to 32%, all the way down to zero, full year round, doesn't matter when. And so that's a great, great issue that, you know, we can compete now. And so the market access question, it basically, think about it this way, right? If we're trying to send something overseas, or even if you think about it locally, maybe is a better way to think about it. I'm going to sell you a product for $10, and someone says, well, I'll sell it for $9, you're going to go with a $9 product if it's exactly the same. And so that's exactly what's kind of happening here. You know, if we don't have if we're not playing the same playing field, a level playing field, we're going to hurt. Our producers are going to suffer, and our consumers suffer, right? So that's the point that TPP tries to correct.
Okay, let's move down the list. Next, you have food safety.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not all the time that people think about food safety regulations in relation to exports, but they do matter quite a bit.
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing that we should kind of mention at the outset is that U.S. food safety laws aren't going to change at all. And so this basically guarantees that that what we develop and what we have with TPP countries, all 11 other countries, 12 total, is we'll all have the same regulations. They'll all be transparent, and we'll all have the same criteria for determining what's what, right? It's called the scientific-based criteria. And so because you have the same criteria, no one else can penalize you or harm you. So think about it this way. This is a great way to think about it. You know, if a country got rid of all its tariffs, right, they just said, all right, well, now we don't have any tariffs, but they say we don't allow certain type of products because of, you know, it doesn't meet our standards, our regulatory standards or whatever, that in effect is a trade barrier, right? So part of these food safety laws is they basically normalize. They make everything the same so that everyone can kind of, you know, again, just like market access, compete. So everyone has the same measures by which they need to reach and that they can compete fairly.
So that does, again, to kind of use the cliche of leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
Because it's all under the same rules.
Yeah, exactly. And it's something that, you know, President Obama's hit, you know, quite heavily on, and I think everyone kind of uses that as a leveling the playing field line. You know, if I could say it right, that'd be better. But it's the leveling the playing field line. That's exactly
right. So what happens if TPP it doesn't happen? Well, you know, what if the countries decide not to sign it, or if the U.S. government doesn't agree with it?
Yeah. So right now, the U.S. is U.S. and all the other 11 other countries signed it. So they signed it about 2 weeks back. So now it has to go through just domestic processes. So this is kind of where the meat of it is, and this is where U.S. producers and U.S. companies, and then kind of us consumers of all these products, we kind of suffer, right? So what we did was we said, well, we hear all these like numbers, 18,000 tariff cuts, and the food safety laws and all these high standard rules that we have, but what does that actually mean, right? Because, for me, as a native Missourian, I really don't know what that means. I work on trade policy. I don't really understand the very specific points of, what it takes to grow an orange. I don't understand that. But so we looked at, well, what's the difference between tariff rates going into certain countries. So we looked at Japan, right? Third biggest economy in the world, and U.S. is going to have agreement with that through TPP. Australia, another member of TPP, already has an agreement with, a bilateral agreement with Japan, right? And just on any real measure that we used, right? This is, let's just say, wine, for instance, right? Currently, Australia is going to have no tariff on wine by 2022, right? And that's just, they're slowly leveling out 15% over the next 6 years. Currently, we're at 15%, up to 15%, and that's a lot. If you have the same kind of wine, there's 15% tax, you're not as likely to buy that wine. Because ultimately, every consumer is slightly price sensitive, depending on what it is. My girlfriend mocks me and says I'm cheap in very specific ways. And probably if I saw 15% tax on something I didn't, for the same product, I wouldn't buy it. There'd be no need to buy it. I'd buy the cheaper one, which is the same thing. So this basically knocks off. It levels levels the playing field. Every single country is kind of race to kind of fill the gap. Go ahead.
So let's talk about oranges for a minute. That was another good example. Tell us about oranges.
Yeah. So this oranges are actually kind of interesting because there's two different price tariff rates, right? There's 16% during the kind of the June to November period, and then 32% from December to May, right? And pre this Australia-Japan agreement called JAPA, which was just implemented last January 2015, U.S. and Australia had the same rate, 16 to 32%, depending on the time of year, right? And now Australia faces no tax from the summer, fall months, right, June to September. Right, and we're still taxed at 16%. Now we're gonna be able to compete. We're gonna be both on the same rates, which will be zero year round. So instead of the 16 to 32, we'll be zero for both Australia and us, and so we can compete. We can send our produce there, our oranges there, which Florida's oranges, California oranges. It'll be great, and we can actually compete. So that actually is impressive, because the thing is, we send 147 million boxes of oranges, 150 million oranges out every year, right? So that's that's something impressive, and a lot of that comes from Florida, comes from California, and a number of other states as well.
So bottom line, what would you say on the Third Way report on TPP? What's the bottom line here?
Well, this is the thing, right? We're in a global race for market share. And, a way I think about it is this, that we're going to gain in the next 10 years, next 10, 15 years, we're going to gain trillion dollars in economic size, whereas the rest of the world is going to gain 60, right? We've got to tap into those foreign markets. And TPP is a great way to tap into it. We're in a global race for market share, and the only way we could compete is if we engage with our fellow countries, right? And all I can say is that our delay is their gain, right? So if we don't implement these types of things, we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot.
All right, great. Now, so for our listeners who would like to read your full report, the same one that I'm looking at, can I put this up on our website?
How about this? I can send you a link that actually probably be
all right.
Better. So I'll send you the link so you can download it from the website as well, but you can put this on the website.
Perfect. And I'll get that up on our website. People can head over to agnetwest.com to check out more. And that's everything I have, unless you have any other thoughts for us today.
I think that's it. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it too.